Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1608. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the four Shlema Fol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Moksa. Okay, so just while we're on the subject, we spoke about a mezuzah last year. In general, we said if it fell down, especially on Shabbos, obviously you could pick it up. Kisviya Kodesh, and there's various different poskim to rely on. Okay, and even though there were those who were a little bit mesupik, not else to, you know, taking it off the floor, but bechlal, moving it from place to place or whatever. But in general, it falls under the guidelines of Kisvei HaKodesh, and we said it, therefore would not be muksa. Lafi, how he brings it down, does Rav Simcha Benim Kohen is safe for muksa, a practical guide to muksa on page 75. Now, just while we're on the subject of Kisvei HaKodesh, again, it's not our subject, we're still in Machmas Chasar and Kis, just to go through a couple of quick things he brings down, which could come up. Parshas of Tefillin, somebody has Parshas of Tefillin, which are not in the Tefillin, obviously, right, are included in the category of Kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore would not be muksa, regular Parshas of Tefillin, right? They're going to be putting it in after Shabbos, maybe putting the Tefillin together or a Sefer, whatever the case might be. So those Parshas he brings out would not be muksa. Interesting thing, somebody has Ritzuas, let's say the straps, Tefillin straps, right, that are detached, that are not attached to the Tefillin. We're not going to get into the Tefillin right now, but just before we get, just right now, the straps itself. Somebody has regular Ritzuas, regular, the straps that have to be tied and put together onto the Tefillin after Shabbos, right? So now on Shabbos itself, what is the status of these, the Ritzuas, the straps, Tefillin straps that are detached from Tefillin are muksa. Those would be muksa als machmas gufa, muksa machmas gufa, because if you think about it, what exactly are they? They weren't attached, right? It's not really kisvei HaKodesh. It didn't become part of the tefillin yet. But lemaisa, bottom line is, it is muksa machmas gufa. That's how he brings it down. Okay. Just real quickly, as we tefillin talis, not talis, but the tefillin. I just want to go through it real quickly. Again, it's totally not our subject, but we're right here, and it's something that's negei lemaisa every single week in pretty much every single household. When the person has tefillin, you know, what do I do, right? So we will get to that subject of in the Shulchan Aruch, Be'ezras Hashem. But just real quickly to read how he brings it down on page 73, so we have an understanding, a basic understanding. He says, lemaisa, there is a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. If I remember correctly, Taz in the Magen Avraham, but be it as it may, it's not in the gear right now, but he brings down, just to go through it in the English section, there's a disagreement amongst the poskim whether or not tefillin is classified as kelim shemalach teleheter. In other words, is it kelim shemalach teleheter or kelim shemalach tam leiser? Those would be the two categories. It's not muksa machmas chaschar and kis, it's not machmas gufay, it's either heter or iser. In other words, klisha malach teleiser, which you can move if you need the place or the thing or whatever it is. If it's heter, so then he can move it all together. Okay, no, it's actually the Ramon, Taz Magen Avraham, he brings in, right, and Ramon's also, okay, we'll keep it at that, but be it as it may, so he says, Lamaisa, bottom line is, one may don tefillin on Shabbos with the intention of not fulfilling the mitzvah of wearing tefillin. Okay, we're not going to get into that whole thing right now, that one would be allowed to put on tefillin, obviously, if it's not with the intention of putting on tefillin, with not fulfilling the mitzvah, obviously. I once heard, I don't remember where, but a while back, that a Rebbe was teaching children how to putting on tefillin, and he obviously did not have the intention of putting on of fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, and he would put it on to show them. So, but I've heard this in the past also, that one may done tefillin on Shabbos with the intention of not fulfilling the mitzvah of wearing tefillin. So it brings this down from the Aruch HaShulchan, very, very interesting. So that could, in other words, if somebody wants to show somebody else how to put on tefillin, they have in mind bedafka not to fulfill the mitzvah, so that would be okay. Therefore, the place can classify the classified tefillin. Some classify as kelim shemalach deleheter, others classify the tefillin as kelim shemalach deleiser, right? Because lemaisa it's forbidden to wear. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, right? At all times, even without to intend to fulfill the mitzvah. Initially, we followed the stringent view that. Okay, so lemaisa, according to the second sheet, the kem shem lachtam leisa, that's how we're coming out. They will be forbidden to wear at all times, even without intending to fulfill the mitzvah Okay, but be it as it may, no, in general, the average person is not putting on the tefillin, even not to fulfill the mitzvah, because the ma'isa that is a machlokes, klisha melachta. So he brings on the bottom the whole thing back and forth with the Aruch HaShulchan. We're not going to get into the whole thing right now. But the be it as it may, just to finish off, they are, however, considered a category of klisha melachta le'iser, right? Since they, one could learn from them, or whatever the case is, laws of tefillin. Considered, I'm sorry, they are, however, considered kelim shemalachta le'iser. Since one can learn from them the laws, not the laws of tefillin, actually the parshiyos, and be it as it may, however, tefillin may be moved if they are in a place where they could get ruined, stolen, defiled, or whatever the case is. In these situations, we rely on the authorities, the poskim who classified tefillin as kelim shemalachtam leheter. So again, depending on the case, the machlokes, some say klishim lachta leheter, others say worst case scenario we klishim lachta leheter. So depending on the case, if somebody, you know, stam does not have to move it, they definitely should not move it. But if it's in a case in time where it's starting to rain or they'll get wet or whatever, they might get stolen or whatever, whatever the case is, so definitely you could rely on the shittas that hold that it's klisha melachtei leheter. In general, one should be careful, obviously, not to move it. Out those shittas that hold, again, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the machlokes, that it's klisha melachtei leiser, so it is a machlokes. But that's basic. Again, there's a lot more to talk about, the basic guidelines of tefillin in general. Maybe we'll see a little bit more upcoming shiurim, and then get back to our halachas of muksa machmas chasar and kiss. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and baracha, kol tov.